Welcome to Trojan Preview here as we get ready for week number four of the high school football season. I'm Jim Field, joined by Atlantic head football coach Tim Duff. Tim, thanks for joining us here today. Great to get a win.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Jim. We appreciate the coverage last week. You know, it was probably listening to the game on the radio, it was an exciting finish. I'm sure, the fans that couldn't make it, that listened on air, it was kind of an exciting finish. It was probably a game that was a little sloppy on both sides. Neither team could quite capitalize on any momentum. You know, both teams would build a little momentum and couldn't quite capitalize. So it was kind of one of those games that was up for grabs. Whoever wanted to kind of take it and win it at the end, had the opportunity. And, our kids made some plays down the stretch. And, we were lucky to get out of winner set with a victory. But first win of the season, we needed it, emotionally probably, just to give us some confidence in district play.
Well, as you mentioned, not the prettiest ball game played, but really by either team. And this is the kind of game that no matter who loses is going to go home kicking themselves, thinking they let an opportunity get away. But a number of chances during the course of the football game, but the kids didn't let that ball up on them. That can wear on a team. They came back, scored with less than a minute left to play, kept their heads about them, made some big plays down the stretch.
Yeah, we did. Had an interception, down late in the game. Winterset drove the ball clear down to inside our 15 and, made a big interception down there in our own end zone and with a couple minutes to go in the game and, put a drive together. Had a big catch on that final drive by Dalton Franken, on a 4th-and-8 play, ran a good route. Harrison had time and threw a good ball. That was a big play that extended the drive. And on the next play, threw a deep ball to Sam Markham, and Sam made, probably the best catch I've seen Sam make in, a diving, totally laid out catch down there, inside Winterset's 5-yard line. And so some big plays on that drive, and then once we were that close, when we walked out there in the huddle, you could tell the kids weren't going to be denied, and we punched it in on the next play. So, and then following that, Sam was cramped up and wasn't able to come out and kick the extra point. He's been our extra point kicker all season. Senior co-captain Christian Hosoffel stepped out there and made the extra point to put us, ultimately in the lead. So, big all the way around. So hopefully the confidence we gained from that game Friday can carry over tonight against Creston. And, Creston's without a doubt the best team we've seen on film. They have an outstanding front five offensively and defensively. Their linemen are as good as we've seen. There's no doubt about that. And, their backs on offense, Neitzel is about as scary of a back as you're going to see in high school sports. He can run it very quick, very fast in open field, but he's got a cannon for an arm. And, he hasn't, they haven't thrown the ball a ton of times, but when he rolls out and throws it, they're going to take their shots downfield. And, I think in the Lewis Central game last week, I think he threw a ball that traveled in there almost 50 yards, which, for whatever level, high school through college, to NFL, that's a long way to throw a football. So got a big arm, and he's really good in the open field, but it all starts for Creston up front.
Well, and they put up some pretty good numbers last week, and Creston, quite frankly, has, by the way, let's wrap up last week's game. 14-13, Trojans win. So let's throw that in there, too, on the road. Coming back home now this week to the Trojan Bowl to face Creston. I don't think a lot of people gave Creston maybe an awful lot of chances last week against Lewis Central. I think most folks looked at that and just assumed Lewis Central, that was their game to win. But Creston's got some pretty good size up front, and you touched on some of their skill players. They're a team that has had a long, proud tradition, but maybe hasn't had a lot of success in the last few years, and they want to recapture that.
Yeah, without a doubt. Talking with Coach Morrison's, Creston's offensive line is as good as we're probably going to see all season. When you throw, Colin Bevins, D1 recruit, going to the University of Iowa State to play football next year. He's a D1 athlete, and he'll play offensive tackle and defensive end. And he stands about 6'6", and weighs about 240 pounds, and his wingspan's probably closer to 6'8" or 6'9". Just a long, rangy kid. moves very well and plays with a mean streak, a little bit nasty out there. And, you know, their other lineman, Breida, is a very good lineman. Hewlett, another very good lineman. So we know their offensive line is as solid as we're going to see, and they have good fundamental techniques, and they're aggressive. So our defense has their work cut out for them, especially our front four and our linebackers. You know, and then that win over Lewis Central last week, I think it came down to offensive and defensive line play. Creston, had the better line play, and they controlled the majority of the game. Lewis Central has some outstanding speed and read, and some of those kids back there as backs. But, in football, it comes down to the line play. And so we know we've got a huge challenge tonight. Creston, they're going to be physical up front, and then they have some backs that if you don't stay in your gap or get off blocks, that can really gash you and go for big plays. So we can't give up big plays tonight, and that's our key to the game.
Mm-hmm. You know, looking at that too, when you talk about such a good athlete like the quarterback in Luke Neitzel, but really it was done on the ground more than anything last week. They had a little success here in their passing, but the numbers are certainly not going to jump off the page for you. But that 1-2 punch with him and McElravy in the backfield, you can't key on anybody. You got to stop them both.
Yes, that's where they really put. That's why their offense is so dynamic. They put a lot of pressure on your linemen. They run some reads and they run QB draw, QB sweep. And Neitzel has the choice on when they roll him out to run or pass, and there's no doubt that he'd rather run it, but if he decides to throw it, he's going to throw it deep. So our cornerbacks can't get caught looking in the backfield because they have some receivers with speed that'll get behind you. I think they've only completed maybe a dozen to 15 passes a season, but of those passes, I think six have gone for touchdowns. So they're throwing it deep when they throw it. They do prefer to run. There's no doubt about it, and they're gonna line up and smash you in the mouth. And regardless of the score of the game, they're gonna keep running it. They put a bunch of points on Sheraton week one. I think they put over 35 points on the board, real explosive offense. And next week they played a tough Norwalk team, and lost to Norwalk 13-0. But Creston had the ball inside Norwalk's 10-yard line three times and just self-inflicted, fumbles and fumbled the game away. Else they would have won that game going away. So they lost a 13-0 game there. And Norwalk is about as stout as defense as you can find around. And then last week beating a good LC team. So, both teams coming into the Trojan Bowl tonight 1-0 in district play, and that's where that's our focus right now. And the winner of this game is going to put themselves in the front row, up to the top of the class, and giving themselves a chance to finish in the top four. So we know we're going to get Creston's best effort, and we have to control our emotion and our effort, and if we come out and play our best, then we're going to give ourselves a chance to win a ball game tonight.
Well, Coach, I don't think your Trojans have played anywhere near the best offensive game they're capable of playing yet this year. We've seen some flashes at times. We've seen some spectacular catches by a few of your receivers. Harrison's thrown some good balls this year, some not so a little tougher, but and the running game. We saw Jake Dvorak in that opener get 100-plus yards, but nobody really since. It seems to be a group effort where you'll get a bunch of guys gaining 40, 50, 60, 70 yards. It seems like it's got to be done as a group. Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, we like to. We think we have some capable backs back there. Unfortunately, we've lost Austin Stevens for the year, but at fullback, Derek Stork can run, and Christian Hosoffel's rotating in there. At tailback, between Bloom and Dvorak, both have both are run pretty angry, I guess is the best way to describe it. Especially Gunner, when he gets the ball in his hands, he's looking to hit somebody and run him over. And Dvorak's got a little more shiftiness in the open field and great vision, and can elude more tacklers. So we think our guys back there all are capable of toting the ball, and everybody's getting their opportunity and trying to keep them fresh. So when they get their chance to take the ball, we're not worried about being tired or nicked up or banged up. So that's a good problem right now, that we have some capable backs. And like you said, our passing game, we have some receivers that are very athletic, that can make plays in the open field with Frank and Markham. Warnemont had a spectacular catch last week. Westring can do some great things out there. And, you throw in Chad Christensen and Stuart Hoig and those guys, you know, we think we're capable on the offensive side. It's just our consistency is not where it needs to be yet. And so, you know, that's the positive things. You know, the positive thing is that we know that we can be an explosive offense. The frustrating part is, you know, you hit on it. We haven't been consistent, and you know, we can see flashes of a pretty good offensive team. We can put together some nice 10 to 15 play drives and move the ball down the field, and then you know, we can turn around and do the next three series go you know, three and punts. And so, you know, mentally we're still working on, you know, getting that attitude that every play is, you know, the most important play of the game. You know, if one guy takes off a play, everybody suffers. And, you know, we've got to keep building on, you know, the attitude that we've got to play the next play. And everybody has to do their job this play, regardless of the success or failures we've had last play. The most important play is the next play.
Coach, have you noticed any different attitude at all, or the way that things are around camp this week after coming off a not just a win, but a close win, one that, you know, you almost saw the thing going the other way and then rallied late, and there was no way Gunner was going to be stopped getting into the end zone on that last opportunity there. You know, it lifts a ball club's spirits. You see that?
Yeah, you know, without a doubt, Jim, and that was very important for us. You know, we lost a couple games, you know, our preseason games, lost a couple tough games, and, you know, I think they were both quality opponents, but in both those games, we still had opportunities and we didn't capitalize. And where we struggled, were you know, we were still hurting ourselves more than the other team, you know, absolutely overpowering us. And so, you know, last week, again, it was pretty sloppy, pretty ugly, but we came out of there with a victory. And so hopefully that gives our kids the confidence that, you know, Winterset was a good ball club, you know, had some great running backs, and, you know, and we even gave up a special team touchdown and still found a way to win. And that's pretty tough to do in high school football. So, you know, we know that our kids were excited about that. Hopefully we've seen a little more leadership and a little more excitement in practice, and you know, they're believing in each other, and the schemes and the techniques that we're teaching more and more each day, and hopefully building upon, you know, what we've accomplished. And, you know, with that victory, it really, you know, it lifts the team spirit, especially when you're 0-2. And, you know, we needed it emotionally just to get us back on the right track and to tell our seniors, you know, the season's just getting started. You know, district play is here. This is what it comes down to. You know, the top four teams in each district get to go on to the state playoffs now. So tonight, with, you know, 2-1-0 teams in the Trojan Bowl, we're excited to get to host it. You know, last year we went down to Creston and just were kind of asleep getting off the bus, and Creston scored 14 early points. You know, we battled back and had some opportunities, made it 14-7, and then Creston had a late score to put the game out of reach. But, you know, we that was a game last year we would like to have back. And we know Creston, they were playing a lot of the same kids, a lot of young kids last year, similar to us. And you know, their young kids obviously have learned from that experience. You know, they're 2-0 coming into the game tonight, and, you know, we're 1-2. But tonight, you know, it comes down to who's going to play the hardest for 48 minutes and who's going to play the cleanest game. You know, that's the team that's going to walk out of the Trojan Bowl with victory.
Healthy coming in?
You know, pretty healthy. You know, there's always nicks and bruises, and, you know, I've got a little cold, and I know some of the kids, you know, that's just kind of been going around right now through our Atlantic school. So I know we've got a few kids that, you know, are a little cold, but I don't think it's going to slow us down. And hopefully, you know, we're going to battle and battle a good team tonight, and not let anything stop us.
Very good. Coach, good luck tonight.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jim.
You bet. That's Tim Duff, head coach of the Atlantic Football Trojans. Game time 7:30 at the Trojan Bowl tonight. Hope you get a chance to enjoy the football game. We'll have live reports throughout the night from that ball game as we broadcast to ours tonight as well. That'll do it for this time. I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us here on Trojan Preview.